It's a mess in this attic. Lot going on, but there ain't no need to panic. Come on up and join, we getting wild, getting manic. Spitting truth for all you fanatics. Every week got something new to say. Ain't no filter, this shit coming straight from the brain.
It's coming straight from the brain.
Yeah, it's coming straight from the brain.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to A Talk in the Attic. Thank you for tuning in to this, the final installment of our 75-part expose on former fast food titan Hot Now's unlikely fall from grace. Today is Tuesday, August 17th, 2021, and I'm your host, Kirk Ross, pretending to be Ira Glass. And this is Hot Now and Alone, Dan's Home Distress, or Drive-Thru Demise, Part 75, The Conclusion. The bun stops here. When we left off last time, it was late 2016 when the Sturgis, Michigan outlet became the last Hot Now remaining in the known universe. Some 5 years have passed since that fateful day, and for most of us, it's been at least that long since those signature low-cost ingredients have found their way into our bodies. And for Adam, Kirk, and Vito, today's heroes, it had been no exception. A combined 59 years had passed since any of the three Burger Boys, and did I mention we're calling them Burger Boys now? Nearly 60 years had passed when the Burger Boys, Adam, Kirk, and Vito, decided to drive down to Sturgis, Michigan on a warm Saturday morning to see just what they'd been missing. But let's let the Burger Boys, led by host Kirk Ross, take it from here. I'm Ira Glass, and on behalf of Chicago Public Media, let's start the show. Let's start the show.
Are you guys kind of nervous?
A little. I don't know. Am I going to have flashbacks?
I think this is excitement.
What era did you eat at Hot Now most, Adam?
Oh, probably like around 10 years old, younger than that, probably.
Was there one pretty close by?
Yeah, there was one in Jenison. I remember my friend's dad used to take us there after like baseball games or t-ball games and stuff. Some chicken sandwiches.
Pretty much about around the same time. Yeah, and there was one really close to us. I lived in a trailer park. And, I mean, it was pretty much in walking distance, but...
Was it 39-cent burgers when you boys were going, too?
I don't remember many...
I didn't have to pay for it, because I was a kid.
Yeah, I don't remember any of it. I just remember the drive-thru window that you could go through on the passenger side. That was always, you know...
Innovative.
Dope.
Yeah, basically, they got bought by, like, Pepsi, and they were under, like, the whole Taco Bell brand family situation, and it just kind of fizzled out, and the corporate closed down a bunch of stores, and there were only a few remaining that were just run by the franchisee owners, and then a lot of them went bankrupt and just failed business model. They tried new like menu items and things that just didn't work out, and then there was only two locations left, this one and then I think the one in Bay City. Is that what we decided?
Yeah, it was Burger 81.
Yeah, it's now Burger 81 after they burned down in 2016, I think. And
that's fortuitous timing.
Yeah, so now it's just this one after the other one was taken out by flames.
So that Hot Now is now a Burger 81. And this Hot Now is now the only Hot Now in the world, in the universe, right?
Yeah, in the known universe.
In the known universe.
Like, yeah, there could be an alternate reality where Hot Now is the McDonald's. And McDonald's is like, there's one location left in Sturgis, Michigan. People come here to get Big Macs because
Big Macs, remember?
Upside down.
Yeah. Kind of ironic, yeah.
You know, we're going to get the Big Hots now. We're flip-flopping in this reality.
So, Vito, are you already prepared with an order idea? Or are you just going to get up there?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No, none of us know what the hell's going on
here. It's like
here.
DJing. I'm just winging it, man. There's no playlist here.
That's right.
We're getting way too much food.
To make it the most like common experience with how the nostalgia of Hot Now is for me, like, we didn't have phones. We couldn't look up the menu in advance. You got there, you were rushed because you had 8 minutes to get back to school before you were tardy. And you had to make a quick decision with people breathing down your neck, and that's kind of how the thing is. So why know your menu items in advance, right?
That's right.
Vito, I feel like this was over the conversation.
He's deep in thought about burgers. He's so hungry.
My mouth is watering right now.
Hangry, look at him.
My mouth is just... a la burger.
Yeah, I'm ready for it, baby.
Unless I'm gonna feed me.
Can we like eat in the front grass area that's all trimmed up nice?
Definitely.
Kurt,
is that too much?
Get some shots of this nicely cut grass.
Well, actually, we can't eat in there because if you remember how Hot Now is our design, they have a moat of asphalt all the way around the building. It is a majestic place. Why not have a moat? So if you go out there, you end up being stuck. So no, we can't eat there. More on this later.
Still got the two cheeseburger combo. That is awesome, actually. Are you feeling more or less nervous now that you're getting closer?
It's actually getting worse, to be honest with you.
Getting worse?
My hands are sweating.
Ooh, this Karen in front of us is super offended.
Palms are sweaty. Vomit on the sweater already.
She does look mad.
Yeah, she ain't happy.
But this is no movie. There's no Mekhi Phifer. But what you are going to see right here are two unbelievably outdated looking Hot Now signs. But hey, if you got it, use it. Be economical. That's how they stayed in business, baby.
One of the ways you survive a company like this when you're the last remaining one of a dying breed is reusing graphics. They've done a good job of not. They've really done a good job of using the graphics.
These guys aren't listening to me right now, so.
You can get your blasters here.
Dude, they don't have apple pies. Fuck this, man.
I'm out of here.
Look at that pyramid of burgers.
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 Hi, welcome to Hot Now. Can I take your order, please?
Hi, welcome to Hot Now. Can I take your order, please? We're not quite far enough up yet, sorry.
You're good.
So this is a unique situation. We're so excited. We don't want to wait for the additional car, so I'm going to do the relaying of the message. Okay, I'm going to go first. We're going to need 4 Big Hots, 10 hamburgers, 5 small fries, 4 deluxe olive burgers, 2 of those without tomato.
Double.
All
right.
3 orders of cheese taters.
5, 10, or 15?
15. 3 Coney dogs, too. Can we get a large Dr. Pepper, a large Mountain Dew, and a large Diet Pepsi?
Diet Pepsi, really?
All righty, just to let you know, we are selling t-shirts.
Oh, yeah, we definitely want t-shirts. Yeah, I'll do one triple X, XL, and 1 large.
Would that complete your order?
That's going to complete the order, yeah.
I have 4 Big Hots, a number 8, all with cheese, 2 double olive burgers, 2 double olive burgers, no tomato, 3 15 taters, 3 Coney dogs, a large Dr. Pepper, a large Mountain Dew, a large Diet Pepsi, a 3X shirt, an XL shirt, and a large.
Yes.
All right, the total is going to be $144.71. Thank you.
Thank you. I didn't expect it to be that high. That's hilarious. $144?
Yeah, $144.71.
Okay, so before anyone judges about the fact that the bill came to $144, let's just remember that we did buy 3 t-shirts, right? So that's gonna be some large component of that, but also we're eating for more than just 3 here.
Sure.
Yeah, we're definitely taking it back. Not for all of them. No, I'm not gonna eat 45 cheese taters. Quit judging me. Classic sign, the black sign, that's an old school one. Wow, I have to sign because it's such an expensive bill. This is a place you used to be able to get 10 hamburgers out the door for under $5.
Wonderful, now we all have shirts that really sing of the prestige that you could only get by either working there or buying the t-shirt. So rather than going in the nice grass, right now we're just loudly eating and drinking in the parking lot next door, which really added to the romance because we were simply sitting there in the 95 degree parking lot, eating on top of a very hot car. And, you know, we're about to try these cheese teasers right now. I'm doing a play-by-play because this is not just a video, it's also an audio. And we weren't that impressed with the cheese teasers. They needed a little bit more moisture. But then again, we were sitting in a parched, arid parking lot. So, but you know, we still managed to eat all 45 of them, so. Couldn't have been that disappointed, right?
Burger boys. Burger boys. Burger boys. Burger boys. Burger boys.
Got the double olive burger here.
Burger boys. Burger
boys. But it looks this exactly the same as it used to look, yeah. Honestly.
Cheese not melted.
Cheese not melted.
That's what you look for.
Mm-hmm.
The lettuce was somehow the warmest part of the entire burger. Now we just loudly eat and stand there in the hot parking lot for a while.
Were you eating Coney's? Was that an item you'd get back in the day?
No.
Absolutely not.
Did they even offer that back in the day?
I have no clue. I only ever got like a cheeseburger or like Olive Burger or like a chicken sandwich. Like that was all I ever ordered.
Yeah. Definitely. What's your what's your experience so far?
Full. It was good. The fries were good. I forgot how good their fries were. I don't even know if those are the same original fries.
I think they made a change early on, and then it's been like these. Oh. They're kind of like those crispy, like...
Yeah, like how Burger King's used.
Yeah, they have like that coating on them.
All right, here we go. That looks like heartburn, baby. Yeah. That's going to come up right into my throat as acid while I'm trying to sleep. It's a quality dog.
Let's get a cross-section view of that thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Crust.
Not participating.
I'm coming. Let the food digest.
He's come back to round two. Burger boys, burger boys. We them
burger boys. Burger boys, burger boys. So, what did Kirk and the team of Burger Boys learn today? They learned that sometimes nostalgia is just that. It's what it's meant for. It's maybe not a good value anymore. And maybe what once was 39 cents was now $1.89. And what used to be acceptable, like unmelted cheese and lukewarm lettuce and microwaved stale bun, might be acceptable when you're buying it for 39 cents, but when you're paying $1.89 and driving 2 hours across the state, well, maybe it just isn't worth it. But the Burger Boys had fun. The Burger Boys encourage you to also try to check out Hot Now and Sturgis, and maybe don't eat there often, but when you want a burger and a fries with a side of nostalgia and extra sentimentality, well, you know where to go. It's the Burger Boys. This has been a Talk in the Attic 75-part expose on Hot Now, Dance with Distress, or Drive Through Demise. This is Ira Glass. We'll see you next time on A Talk in the Attic.
Burger Boys. Burger Boys. Burger Boys. That's the Burger Boys.